Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and Mudmen are coming to Arts Place Tuesday, March 29th, doors at 7. It's going to be a fantastic show. I got a chance to speak with Sandy of the Mudmen about their very successful music career in Canada. So, Sandy, you guys have been kind of in the music industry, especially in Canada, for a long time. What's kind of like the biggest difference from when you guys first started to now?
Jeez, I don't know. To be totally honest, we really haven't changed a whole lot. I guess it's a lot harder to get a record deal nowadays as when we first started. They're kind of hard to come by now. But that doesn't really affect us all that much anyway, because we just keep going the indie route now and just keep plugging away. So,
right. And considering you guys are kind of an indie band, you guys have a long list of accomplishments. What are some of the top like five or so that stick out?
Well, I guess probably performing on Parliament Hill on Canada Day 2010 with the Queen sitting present on stage would be one of the highlights. There's 100,000 people there live, and it was televised, and we shook hands with the Queen after, and Ron McLean introduced us as his good friends. That'd be one. Being on the Hockey Night in Canada theme song would be another one. Again, Ron McLean said, "Mudmen, we love them," on the CBC. Opening for the Guess Who for 30,000 people, that'd be a pretty good one. The Edmonton Oilers 84 reunion of the first Stanley Cup about a year and a half ago was pretty awesome, because Sarah McLachlan was there too, and Tom Cochran, and we got to talk to Wayne Gretzky for a good 40 minutes backstage. Also, we had a song in WWE Wrestling that was pretty good. We had a song on NBC's The Black Donnellys. And, geez, I don't know. We've done so many, we've surprised people with a lot of the accomplishments we've done. My brother and I were even on a Walk of Fame ceremony one time where we were the closing number. And on the card was Eugene Levy, Martin Short, William Shatner, Gordon Lightfoot, The Guess Who, Paul Schaefer, and Gordie Howe, all in one night.
Wow, geez.
So we've had like Ty Domi from the Toronto Maple Leafs have us up in his box at one of the Leaf games, and we were on the Leaf Jumbotron performing as well too. And so we've been pretty fortunate, and we've got to hang out with a lot of big stars over the years too, which has been pretty nice. And most of the ones we've met have been very nice, so that's been pretty cool.
Awesome. Now, a lot of your accomplishments are A, they're very Canadian, and B, they're a lot of them like kind of are sports oriented. How did that kind of come about? You guys have a lot of hockey things in your lineup there.
We said years ago we played on Don Cherry's Rock'em Sock'em 9, and Don's a fantastic guy, and so we connected up with Don, and we did that, and then we did his number 9, his 19, 20, 21. When they were coming up with the new Hockey Night in Canada anthem, because we were already known through the CBC, and a friend of ours, Katie Gennaro, recommended us as well too. They called us in to play on that one song, and then that just kind of cemented us in with hockey, you know, with Hockey Night in Canada. And then the Edmonton Oilers were doing a big special, they said, if you're going to do the bagpipe thing, you got to have the Mudmen. So we did the 2009 Edmonton Oilers home opener. And then I think a lot has to do with the fact that we're really friendly guys, too. And we became friends with a few of the people that hired us in Edmonton. And they got us back to play at the Commonwealth Stadium for the love of the game with Sidney Crosby and every member from the men's and women's team that won gold in the Olympics, and then we were back, of course, for the 84 Edmonton Oilers reunion, and so hockey's been fantastic to us. We're doing the Memorial Cup again this year too, and so I mean, being Canadian, that's a good place to be lined up with hockey.
Awesome. Now you guys are playing in Arts Place in Kenmore here coming up pretty quick. What can people expect from your live shows?
Well, because this is more like, I think it's more like a theater type of show, but it'll be a lot of fun. We'll tell some stories on stage, and give you a couple hours worth of music, and it'll be fairly high energy and a lot of fun.
Sweet. Now, you guys are playing in a theater in Canmore. I want to go over the dates of the show and maybe what it's like playing in a theater environment.
Yeah, the show starts at 7:30, and it's at the Arts Place in Canmore on Tuesday, March the 29th, so next Tuesday. And I hope we get a good crowd. We've actually played Canmore several times over the years, and we've actually been doing really well lately doing theaters and even some coffee shops and things like that. And we've slowly started to shift out of the bar scene, which, you know, the bar was a lot of fun, but you can only have so much fun.
Yeah.
And we said doing the theaters and that, when people are paying to come and see just the band, and they're coming there to see you. They're not coming for all the other reasons you might go to a bar. Quite often when you play a bar, we just did Banff the last two nights, and of course it was great, but a lot of people come there just because the bar is a good bar, and they might want to come there because, like, last night was cheap wine night. And, you know, so it's kind of nice doing the theaters where they're coming only to see you. So I think the Arts Place is going to be really nice.
Awesome. And just quickly, what are you guys working on right now?
Well, we are going to put out another album this year. I'm not sure when we'll release that, but probably in the fall, September or October. And we have a busy year. We're playing a lot of shows, and we're playing a lot more in the U.S. now, too. And, you know, it's funny. We were actually signed to EMI Records back in the day. We reached number 19 on Edge Radio, which is Canada's largest rock radio station. And we had 6 music videos and Much Music and all that. And we're actually doing a lot better now, all on our own steam, doing our own thing. So kind of surprising. I guess we learned the ropes.
Nice.
We learned just as much by doing things the wrong way as we did learning the right way, you know?
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Well, Sandy, thanks very much for your time, and we'll see you Tuesday at Arts Place.
Okay, thanks a lot.